Good afternoon, family. And if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. That's right, Straight from the Street. And this is your hour of power. And I'll be your brother, the Reverend Jerome Lee, your host. And we're coming live to you from Near 2X Radio, the voice of the people. Yes, Near 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free radio station. That's right, profanity-free. So you can tell your cousins, your nephews, your nieces and aunts and everyone about this station. And it's www.blackonblackunity.com. www.blackonblackunity.com. And I wanted to say this is going to be Relationship Thursday, and we have a powerful guest, and Brother Beer, he's going to share with us some of his expertise around relationships and how we as people can communicate to be better, authentic voices to the significant others that we're with every day. That means if it's your siblings, if it's your significant other, your coworkers, or even the people that you go to, your mosque, synagogues, the churches, or wherever that you may be, because what I found out in this life, we all need to communicate just a little bit better than what we do. So today we have Brother Beer, and I'm going to let him introduce himself to us. He is my friend. We have been friends for a number of years now, and I look at him as part of the G-Unit, and G-Unit not like the 50 Cent, but no, G meaning genius, because he is my brother. He's a par excellence. He's a scholar, and he's also just a humble man. He's an author. He's a friend. He's a husband. He's just a great man of the spirit, and he's going to share with us. So, Brother B, can you share, I guess, a little bit about yourself to the audience? Thank you.
Peace, peace. Let me say, first of all, I am extremely humbled to be here with you this evening, my brother. It feels awesome to have reached this plateau in our journey. We've had so many conversations that probably should have been taped and broadcasted, not because we have such great depth, but because it's such depth that come from my souls. And cried many tears, shared many laughs, and we've built iron, like the scripture says, iron sharpened of iron. We've built each other up, tore each other down at times, but it's always been for love and for brotherhood, and I'm thankful to be here. My name, my nomen, my appellation is Abir Kanan Il, and I am what he says I am. We've been friends since about, I think about 97, 98, and we met in the church. We both used to serve in the same church as ministers years ago, and so much is changed since then, and so much has not, but we have still remained friends through it all. I am an author. I do write books. I am a published author. I have children's books. I have manuals. I have novels, some that are coming out, some are already for sale. Excuse the shameless plug, but 43RD Books, 43rdbooks.com. You can find all the information there. But again, please, let me say this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother Jerome, Reverend Lee, for having me. And excuse me if I forget to call out his titles and everything, because we talk so often. But, you know, it's good to be here. It's good to share. And thank you again, brother.
Thank you, my brother, as always. So I just want to say this thank you to from me to you. And again, there are people in relationships all across this universe that I think today we're going to share. And I just want to share a little bit with you. I guess this is my thought process and trying to open up in relationships Can you kind of describe what you feel is a healthy relationship and what it is in communicating with each other? Because I think, again, you know, well, we do. We deal with zodiac signs, and we know that so it is in the heavens, so it is below. And we are born in these dimensions of Sagittarius, Leos, Capricorns, and so on through the zodiacs. So as I was doing the research for this conversation, and I was sharing with you Myers-Briggs, and they said this was a test to share whether you were introvert or you were sensitive versus intuitiveness, a thinker versus feeling, perception versus judgment. And I think that in relationships today, I think that it's hard to communicate sometimes. And most of us, you can't be what you can't see. You can't do what you don't know. How do we love? Do we have love languages? So I have a lot of questions, too. So I guess I'm going to look for you as the expert to lay out with us a conversation, and we'll just go back and forth with it, if you don't mind, good brother.
I will certainly try my best.
Sure.
Let me get a sip of this tea real fast. Let me get a sip of this tea.
Okay.
That was a lot. Let me, if you can give me two, can I get 2 minutes to try to explain that? Try to respond to that?
Open.
When you say a healthy relationship, I'm trying to take in the totality of the question. It was a good question.
Okay.
You said a healthy relationship could mean many different things, because it all comes down to what is your natural spirit and what your nature is. Because a healthy relationship for a ram wouldn't be the same as a healthy relationship for a bird. Rams like to hit each other. They like to back up and hit each other and ram each other. And you see what I'm saying? And lions like to kind of bite, and, you know, when they, you know, kind of make love, they, you know, they different way. I'm sure birds do a different thing. Everybody has a different way of communicating. Why did you say that, Abir? Because there are a lot of times we have friends who are in relationships that we think are volatile. Like, it's crazy. It's too much yelling. It's too much. Why do y'all act like that? Just calm down. No, because that's what makes that person's spirit come alive, that type of action. But that's how they're built. That's how God created them. And you brought up a wonderful point, as above, so below. Very deep, metaphysical, occultist concept, actually. But the Master Jesus used that, you know, as above, so below, as it is in heaven, as it also is on earth, and vice versa. We were born under the sun, moon, and stars, and they weren't born to us. We're subject to them. So most people, because when you say astrology, they start to run away from it. I don't want to deal with all that. I don't want to deal with all that. I don't care about all that. But then when you ask them, what day is it? They say it's Tuesday. Not really recognizing that they're recognizing the planet Mars. And if you speak Spanish, how they pronounce the days of the week line up with the planets that go along with the day. Easily. If somebody says, well, when is your birthday? Turn up, Scorpio time. And if you ask the person, what does it mean to be a Scorpio? Some people get offended. I ain't into all that. But you celebrate your birthday every year. Why? If you're not into astrology, why are you even counting it? Why would it even make a difference? Why should you celebrate the day that you came to the earth? Unless it is something special. And then if it is something special and it describes who you could be, then why not study it? What makes you different from the Libra season? Why is your turn up in Scorpio season better than Libra? And why is the Libra better than the Virgo? See? Why does it have to look at it like that? But all these signs have something to do with healthy relationships, all of it. Most of us who grew up in a Judeo-Christian society, most of us who grew up in a Judeo-Christian society, we all have our weddings on Saturdays. You got your wedding on Saturday. Some people now you break the plan and you go and have a wedding on this day or that day, but most people still have it on Saturday. Well, Saturday is short for Saturn's day, correct? And if you know anything about the planet Saturn, it has rings that goes around it. So when you get married, you give your husband or your wife or your groom or the bride what? A ring. Mm-hmm. Most people never realize you. So you're celebrating astrology or the study of the stars, which is all that it means, every day and not really recognizing. So that's how relationships are put together, recognizing and knowing how you fall up under the stars and finding that person that agrees with you well. Was that enough for right now, brother? Did I kind of answer the question?
Yes. I think you did more than adequately elaborate.
All right.
You did a wonderful job with that.
Please forgive me if I said too much. Please forgive me.
No. I appreciate that. So my question then for you then would be, in looking back on that, when it says that the wise men came before the manger for Jesus and for those who follow under Christianity, what was a wise man? Could you share with them in adding to what you already said? I'm just going to pass it back over to you. You can share with our audience. And if you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Street. You're Our World Power, and I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. We have on Brother Abir, who's giving to us some of his good insights for us on how to chart yourself, how to understand your relationship. So this is Relationship Thursday, and you can go call up a friend and tell them that this is something that we all need to know, because this is something of who you are, not what you are, but who you are. And so, my brother, if you can just go back from that, but just explain to us about the wise men, what it was that made them wise, not being a Christian, Muslim, or anything. Can you elaborate on that for me?
Well, the wise within the scriptures are always depicted as people who have an understanding that is a little beyond the physical plane. And so we call them metaphysical. Anything that is beyond the physical, they know something about metaphysics. And the study of the stars, of course, is beyond. It has something to do with physical elements, but there are understandings that underlay physical things. And so the wise men within in the scriptures were able to find the star or to find the baby Jesus by simply knowing where the stars were in the sky, where he would be, you know, laying within his chamber. The same thing they said that our sister Harriet Tubman used to follow the North Star. Well, if you know the stars, you know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is something for those of us who are indigenous or aboriginal, or what we call black, Negro, colored, those misnomers. We used to have a natural knowledge of this. If we go back to our ancestors, two or three generations, they knew when to plant, when to do certain things, certain parts of the moon, and when the moon changed, how it changes people on Earth. All of those things, we have lost that now because someone kind of taught us that those things were evil, and, so we don't deal with it as much. But the wise are people, like I said, in this context, would be those who just understand the movement of the stars and can kind of predict or dictate what the times are based upon what the stars are doing. Hope that answered your question sufficiently.
Yes, you did a great job on that, because I thank you for that. I guess, and also this coming to digress this for a moment, and just knowing who you are in relationship to zodiac signs, then a lot of times you can find out the people who are compatible to you, for you, and a lot of times that wasn't given to us, and it wasn't until later on that I found out that, oh, this sign matches with me. And then, given to us when it says that the Son of Man, and then the equinox, is so much stuff. So I'm just trying to unpack it again, just to peel by peel a little bit so people can understand. And if you're tuning in again, this is Straight from the Street, your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Reverend Jerome Lee. And we're just sharing again about what it is to understand about relationships and what is your sign in significance to the person that you will be trying to understand, dating, or married to, that this is something very prevalent that you need to know. So when you find yourself in places where you can't communicate, then you have to look and see what it is that their sign is and what yours is. And I used to sit there and not give it credence, and I used to fight those things that were just true. And then after I did the research and I found out that it wasn't a lie. I was born into this, and when it's laid out, the wise men were here before religion was here, and you don't have to accept this, what Brother Abir is saying and what I'm saying, but just do the research. So I don't like to deal with emotionalism because the facts don't need a co-defendant and it don't need nobody to testify, because what goes up, it will come down. And if you die again, 2 plus 2 and you return, it's going to be 4. And when we come back again, these zodiac signs are not going to leave. It's not going to go anywhere. So I'm behooving, if you're listening to me, to not just check it off like, oh, this is crazy. Give it a chance to understand what it is, who you are, and the zodiac that you were born into, even your children. So that way you can see when these characteristics or behaviors are being presented in front of you, then you know what you're dealing with. You'll know what you're dealing with. And mine, if you go back, my birthday is I'm a Sagittarius, November the 25th. I love anything around religion, traveling. It'll tell you, and I like nice things, beautiful things, and I'm a giver. So that's not made up, but that was based on the so it is in the heavens, so it is below within me. So all I'm saying, family, these are the things that Brother Abir is sharing with us and myself that you are connected to. And it comes originally from the African people, the black man and woman. The first teacher of all mankind is the black woman. So I'm not going to dance around it. I'm just going to give it to you the way I think that I'm trying to present it. And if I offend anyone, just forgive us, because we're just sharing that which we know is the truth. And the truth will set you free. Not our feelings, not our emotions, but the truth will set you free. So, my brother, if you can just lead us wherever you want to share with us around different communication forms from wherever. Go ahead.
I think we've always been a we've always been a 1-2 punch. Even, you know, when we first started hanging out,
that's right.
Excuse me, I am currently up under the southern skies in Alabama, and it's a very, very quiet neighborhood. And but all of a sudden, every time I get ready to speak, something starts to move or you hear something go. So please forgive me for that. Like I said, mm-hmm. It's beautiful out here. But let me get back to the point. My brother has always been the person to say what everybody else is thinking. And I've always been the one, hey, hold on. Don't stay there yet. Hold on. Don't go too far. But I love his passion. I love his heart. And I'm thankful once again, brother, that you invited me here for this time. And, I like the way he, and I'm not judging him. I'm not his superior or none of that. We're brothers, period. Ten toes down forever. And I'm just saying to anyone who does not believe or say they do not believe in astrology, try to find yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you go to work at what time? Well, I'm supposed to be there at 9 o'clock. How do you know that? The stars. What time you go to lunch? 12. How do you know that? The stars. Yeah. What month is it? The stars. Everything that is in your, that runs your world is surrounded by the stars. When you feel, when you get up some mornings and you feel like you have a whole lot of energy, has a lot to do with the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the movements of the heaven. When you get up and you just can't get yourself out the mud, yes, has a lot to do with the sun and the moon. Everything that, that commands your life has something to do, whether you're happy with your mate, whether you like to believe it or not, has something to do with the sun, moon, and stars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. And for some disciplines that me and my brother have studied, exclusively would tell you that the sun, moon, and stars are symbolic to knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Or mm-hmm. the three wise men. So I don't care how you line it up, or the three wise persons. If you only say the wisdom that comes from the stars is a guide to all of us. Because when the sun goes down, most of us get tired and we're ready to refresh ourselves. When the sun comes up, then we have, you know, we've gone through the night, we're ready to eat breakfast, or we break the fast, and we're ready to get life started. But most of what we do, say, is commanded by the sun, moon, and stars. Whether we have good relationships at work or bad ones, if you check it and start looking at the people around your birthday and the people around you, their birthdays, you'll see why, oh, that's why I can never get along with that coworker. See, mm-hmm. here's what's great. You don't have to go and do any deep studying. You don't have to go inside the library, into that side of the library that nobody used to go to when I used to be over at Howard Divinity School, or go to the main campus, go to the library, and you go to that side of the library that nobody ever goes in, and pull out those books on astrology that nobody, what are you doing down in that corner? No, you can Google this information. You mm-hmm. don't have to go anywhere other than say, okay, I'm a Virgo and a woman. What does it mean to be a Virgo woman? What type of men are I attracted to? It just starts from there. You don't have to run any place. It doesn't be no great undertaking. I'm not bringing no, you know, I just stole something, or I just snuck something. No, this is stuff that is clearly just around us that if you pick up and start to look at it a little bit, try to prove it wrong. Mm-hmm. Some of your best astrologers became very, very good astrologers because they came in to show that it was fake. And then 30, 40 years later, they're still trying to prove it's fake. Mm-hmm. Because I learned from a bad relationship to pick it up. That's how I got here. A bad relationship got me like, wait a minute, I'll never end up there again. You see what I'm saying? And so I picked it up then, and now how I chose, you know, my wife now, how I do things now are based upon the movement of the heavens, which is in movement with nature. And if you're in the flow of nature, how could you be off? If it's planting season, then plant. If it's reaping season, then let's reap. You see, it's those certain natural things that we should just do that go along with the flow of the planet. It will make things easier. You'll pick a better mate if you understood the science and the nature of that person. And mm-hmm. But now this is what happens. You can't attach what your eyes want to the type of sign that you need. Let me say that again. You can't mm-hmm. attach what your eyes desire, what your lower nature appreciates and wants with the sign that you need. Now, if you're going to go ahead and say, well, I'm going to keep moving through until I find the type of guy that looks like this or woman that looks like this to go with what I want, you might as well just drop it. Just stay mm-hmm. in the game like you're staying in it. But it's, you're going to keep running to a brick wall. Mm-hmm. But this type of wisdom here is given for those who are ready to say, you know what, I'm kind of tired of doing this thing again. You know, the first book I wrote was a book called, I just drew a blank for some reason. Love is a privilege, not a guarantee. It is the last survival guide for relationships. It's the last. This is like if you're on the edge of the mountain, saying, you know what, I don't care about this anymore. Just, you know, you take all this relationship stuff and just, you know, put it where the sun don't shine. Whatever, whatever. This is the book that I would give you to say, just give it one more chance. This book right here has something in it, I guarantee you, that will move you to say, you know what, hey, you know, I'm going to try this again. And that's really what it's all about, is just really just giving yourself a chance to try something new. But what they say the definition of insanity is, doing the same thing over and over again and doing what?
Expecting different results. Expecting
different results. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But go ahead, brother. Yeah, I was just trying to.
Okay, so I just wanted to share what you were just saying, and, you know, just going back to piggyback off what you were saying about the stars. I look at it also from a metaphysics, and metaphysics meaning that, and a physical example for this, and what we're talking about, or understanding, is like these stars that we call celebrities, and the way that they shine, right, and whatever craft or gift that they use, it shines light on us, to whether you're looking at stories or whatever it is, but that's the gift of what they bring when they came to the world. So right. If you look and you look on whatever zodiac sign that it was, and you look at them from a personal standpoint, you can see, oh, okay, so that's why they do what they do. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why. So I think that the way that the society had put it, or even to us, that made us look at, you know, because I remember in the 70s, everything had, you know, this zodiac was here, but then as time progressed, We stopped looking at those things that brought light and just start looking at something that's totally different. And mm-hmm. what it showed us is that from Virgos, I can just go back then, you know, with the pick, you can, you know, it was just a depiction of these type of things. So I just think that also in relationships and communication, that and finding the art of love or finding who you are, you have to look and see who you are in under your astrology sign. And as I always say, honesty, loyalty, truth, trust, and character, and love. Those things are the light of who we are as individuals, just on a human being level. Not even got anything deep. Honesty, loyalty, truth, trust, love, understanding. Those things don't really change because all of us come with a set of that, but some of us, we refuse to use them. And I noticed that a lot of time when you can't shine in the gift that you were sent here to do, it's because that you fall off from where you're supposed to be at. And that's
absolutely
even dealing with selfishness. You know what I mean?
The teacher. Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
That's how I look at that. So it's like the selfishness. I refuse not to give to people. Then I'm killing myself because I know that's already
mm-hmm.
within me.
Right.
I'm blocking my blessings. If I don't give, then that's what I'm sitting here for. That's what God put mm-hmm. me here for, to give you this information, to give you the tools or the navigation to be able to communicate. So the communication that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Straight From the Street, your Hour Power, and I'm with Brother Tabir, and I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, and we're talking about healthy relationships in the form of you, of who you are in your astrology sign, and your significant other, your children, and just who you are. And the light that you represent, if you're a fire sign, he's going to go in a little bit into that. If you are earth sign, there are different things about that. So if you really want to understand what you are, what you're sent here to do, you don't have to buy all some other books like 7 Habits of Getting Rich. Throw that out the window. Forgive me. But throw that out the window because that's predicated to your finances. That mm-hmm. doesn't have anything to do with your honesty, loyalty, truth, trust, integrity, the love, those greater potentials that you have within your DNA.
Absolutely.
To be the best that you can be for your family, for your community, for your mind, for your church, for Buddhist, wherever you are. That's what that's for. This is not about your finances. It's about loving you, what you came here to do. So I'll give it right back over to you, good brother.
Well, I appreciate. I was signed. I think I may have said this before. I am a Leo. I'm a fire sign, and my brother is a Sagittarius. So naturally, we've always the fire that is in him and the fire that is in me. We've naturally we feed off each other. That means you got a whole lot of creativity, a whole lot of laughter, a whole lot of passion. Just, you know, the love of life. You know, he likes the journey. You know, I like to travel. But more than anything, we like to build wise mentally. And that's what you get, you know what I'm saying, from Fireside as well. We like to you know, find a concept that is deep and build on it, you know. And build by build, I simply mean what some people may call an argument or a debate. It's really you're chiseling away at a concept to try to make it a part of you. You know what I'm saying? But when you're introduced with something different, it takes a while, you know, to kind of understand that. You know, the first time I heard somebody deal with astrology, I was kind of thrown off. You know, I didn't really get it. It was above my head, and you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, but it's something about pain. It's something about pain in our life that for some of us, it causes us to say, okay, now I'm willing to do anything not to feel that no more. Now, what is it that I can do to start a little work? Is it a workout plan? Is it, you know, what is it that I need to do to figure out not to feel that kind of pain anymore? And that's what it came down to. And so, you know, he and I have discussed many. I mean, we could talk from now to 2028 on, you know, just some of the discussions that we've had in dealing with people who were around us, that worked around us, different preachers and, you know, ministers and people who had different zodiac signs and how their ministry was governed around their personalities. All of that has something to do with it. You can, if you know a person's sign, if there's a certain energy that comes with them that we like or dislike based upon their sign. Most of you, I guarantee you, when I said a Leo or a Sagittarius running together, there is somebody here who knows a little bit about signs. So you know what? That's just too much, you know, that's too much energy in one little package. Mm-hmm. Like they, you know, oh, y'all a bunch of trouble. Because we feed off of each other, and also this, we're not the type of people to sit around and worry about what somebody is like. We don't look for somebody else's approval. We're not sitting around saying, okay, y'all can have fun now. We're not like that. We like something we enjoy, you know, whether you agree with it or not. That's on you, but we show love, you know. So that's how our, you know, how our communication has always been built, and our understanding how to deal with, you know, the opposite sex, and in any capacity, whether we work with them, date, whatever, we knew how to deal with that based upon, you know, what the sign was. So, yes. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. So, family, if you just tune in again, this is Straight from the Street, and I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, along with Brother Abir, and we're talking about relationships in reference to your zodiac sign. So go get a book on astrology and just, as he greatly elaborated to us, in this normal way, if you think that it's false, look at it and see what it is, that what sign you were born under. And look at it. And line it up. And if you got grandkids, line it up. Line it up. Because somewhere within there, you will see facts of who you are and who they are. And it's based off of not no Myers-Briggs, but based off of your birthday. Your birthday. So it's something basic that you can look up and do your due diligence to know who it is you are and what it is that you are. Not saying that that's everything, but there are some things that you can know about you that it doesn't take someone else objectively to look at you and say, oh, you do this, you do that. No, mm-hmm. It was something here already that can navigate to tell you this is what you are and this is what you do mm-hmm. under this sign. So, again, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful format for us to look at because it's something that we all can identify with. And, family, we're getting ready to go into a station identity break. So, family, stick, hold, and lock your devices. We'll be right back after this commercial break. And I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, and this is Relationship Thursday. And we'll be right back after this commercial.
All right. You're listening to Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We want you to hear Frank Malone, founder of 100 Fathers Incorporated on Nia2X Radio, voice of the people. Hear men who have spoke with sincere, cherished love about their children. Some are married and others are not, but men are reaching out to other men who are under the effective and productive leadership of Brother Frank Malone, founder of 100 Fathers Incorporated. 100 Fathers Incorporated are ordinary men doing extraordinary things. They are making a huge difference in the lives of families across the country and, of course, in their personal lives. Here, Father's Next Level Empowerment Hour, hosted by Frank Malone at www.blackonblackunity.com every Thursday, 1 p.m., right here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. Ladies, surprise that man in your life with handsome, handmade Asian silk neckties designed and created by Brother Eddie Johnson. These attractive eye-catching ties are online and priced to meet your budget. See for yourself at his website and you too will agree. The real look in neckties are handsome, handmade Asian silk neckties by Eddie Johnson. Visit today at www.tiesbyeddiejohnson.com. Now, if you're interested in a personal design, give them a call, 202-526-3610. This is Nia2X Radio, where we play the exclusive game called Listen Up. It's fun, it's easy, and it pays. Our latest winner is Miss Hamilton from Silver Spring, Maryland, who won $25 from being the first caller to call in with the correct answer. And she got 25 big ones. You can be a winner, too. It pays to listen up here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people, heard on our podcast station 24/7. At www.blackonblackunity.com. And now, let's allow Brother Pastor Jerome Lee to pour more wisdom in your cup on Straight from the Streets with his outstanding guest and their outstanding conversation.
Thank you, Queen Sister Nia2X, we thank you so very much. And family, if you're tuning in again, this is Straight. I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. This is your Hour of Power and the hottest format on the dial right now. And this, if you're listening again, this is Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. That's right, Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're a profanity-free station. And, yes, you can have your family or friends and give them this, www.blackonblackunity.com. That's right, www.blackonblackunity.com. And we're going back to Relationship Thursday and my guest, Brother Beer. And I just want to say that as I went back to pick up my Zodiac book, that I really found it mesmerizing that when they say Myers-Briggs and they talk about the Mangwins, melancholy, like what your temperament is, that this is the same thing, and it's free, and it's been around thousands of years. So, and I thought found it fascinating that basically some of the language that's used in therapy and other communication forms that is almost kind of taken from the Zodiac by saying, you know, thinking, intuitive. That's in basically all some signs, but not in all. You know, so
absolutely.
I think that it's also been, you know, somewhat of a plagiarism on some behalf to take the knowledge of that and hide it from us. And they said, if you want to hide anything from us, put it in a book. So would you agree with that? And now, you know, you can take it away from there.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would agree. Like I said, Our people, Aboriginal, Indigenous people here on this planet, North America, South America, Jonah Islands, and abroad, we are very easily led in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very hard to lead in the right direction. Usually it takes pain, somebody hitting us upside of our head, like I said before, some type of tribulation, some type of holocaust that has to happen for us to look up and say, Lord, please have mercy on us. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes for us to start, like, looking at a book or something, like somebody bring me a revelation or something. Well, Reverend Jerome Lee is bringing you a revelation today that may help your relationships if you would simply look at that computer that's in your hand. You have a computer, a real live computer, and you could send send stuff to the printer to print from your, like, that is crazy. You're talking about somebody who grew up with word processors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this is, you know, you have a computer in your hand and something called Google that you can ask any question that you want to ask. Nobody is stopping you. Nobody is keeping you back from it. Nobody can say, you better not. And here's another thing. How would astrology be evil when we live our lives based upon it? I don't follow the sun. Okay, let me say something to you about the sun. It's not your sun. You didn't put it there. You didn't hang it there. You don't tell it when to move, how to move. It's set in motion by God. That's still God's sun, period. I don't care whether you like it or not, that's still God's sun. Also, try this oversize. What God's son does on the planet is the same thing that the son Jesus does in the scriptures. It lines up the very same way, but they're still both God's son. Neither one of them belong to you, whether you're talking about the master teacher Jesus or you're talking about the physical son in the sky. Neither one of them belong to you. They belong to the Most High. So you can follow both of them if you want, and they'll never intertwine or take away from the other one. Never.
Good never, brother.
Can you
give opposite polarity or the opposite of that for the darkness, meaning the sun or the darkness, how that works too? When you say the light and there's darkness, with the other polarity, the other what the moon does for us with that darkness.
The moon simply and I thought, forgive me, this is not chauvinist and I don't want it to be taken any one way. I thought that all women understood the moon and its cycles based upon the woman's cycle. And then I started to ask questions, and just the small amount of women that I asked questions in my small circle, I understood that women didn't understand the 28-day cycle of the moon. They didn't get it. Well, the moon draws the water from the earth. It keeps it stable. The waters of the earth is about 75% of the earth's mass. Our bodies contain about 75% water. Okay, let me say that again. It's 75% water on the earth. Three-fourths of the earth is water. See what I'm saying? Our body's construction is made of about three-fourths water, give or take a little bit. The moon stabilizes it. The bigger it is, the smaller it is, the closer it is based upon how it moves. All that stabilizes. So the moon stabilizes the water on the earth so it doesn't flood us. The same thing with our own bodies.
Yeah.
So what the moon does has a lot to do with how our feelings are. That's why on Mondays you feel kind of, when you feel like going, man, I'm just tired, man. Just, you don't really feel like it because it's moon day or Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still going to chase the money, moony, money, mm-hmm. Same thing. You still talk about the very same thing. It still has something to do with the zodiac. However, what I'm saying to you is it's hard to get out of this. Either way, the moon represents the light guiding us at night. But it's still just a reflection of the sun. We still need that light to guide us, even at night. So we always need the sun's light, not only for physical, but we also need to have an understanding of what else is doing for us as well. Because we need to learn how to plant and stay in order so we can feed ourselves on the planet. And all these other things, all that has something to do with the planet and the sun and the moon and the stars. And every planet that is above us has some energy that governs us in another way. On Friday night, everybody wants to go dance on Friday night. Just got paid. I know that's an old song, but you want to go on Friday night and you will go kick it. Well, that's because Venus, the planet Venus, is ruling. And Venus likes pleasures and love. Let's kick it. See, Venus is ruling. Let's go. Let's get out there and do it. You see what I'm saying? So it's commanded by what is going on in the heavens. All of that has something to do with what's going on in the heavens to govern how we move and how we are day to day. But yes, brother, I don't know if you wanted me to go on, but
that was greatly okay. Put. I think that. And then again, if you're just tuning in, this is Straight From The Street, Your Higher Power. I'm your host, Reverend Jerome Lee, Brother Bear, giving us about relationships and reference to zodiac signs. And what people don't know is that I used to wonder, like, why are all my friends Leos? And I, you know, just out of not knowing the zodiac, that fire signs, that's why. All my best friends are Leos. Like, whoa, okay, what's that about, you know? So, again, even if you want to, you know, even if you just want to not try to believe it, it's still going to hit you right in the face because it is what it is when it's in reference to your human living, but you can't get around it. You just can't. How the kids say, he's so wide that you can't get over him. He's so low you can't get under. Why you can't get around? You just can't. And that's the truth. So I'm just excited to be able to have someone come on my show. And you are par excellence. What people don't know that you're part of that genius crew that I really look up to. And I thank you for your knowledge in this area, because I think this is something that we all need, because some of us have to identify what it is that we can do to understand us. And sometimes you don't need physical observation when you can just pick up your sign and look at who you are. And then you'll know, oh, that's why I do what I do. Oh, that's why my birthday is on the cusp of this, and I do this and I do that. Oh, that's why. So basically, you're learning more about who you are. And it's been around a long time. So what Brother Beard is sharing with us, it can't be put out. If we came back again in this lifetime, that's still going to be there. And it's not going to be anything added any different. It's going to be the same thing with the same chart. And you ain't going to see nobody adding, well, you do something extra with this. No. Now, in the broken parts of who you are in your zodiac sign, that's where you find the negativity at. Whether it's to your negativity from, let's say, overindulging. I'm just going to be nice with the language, with the linguistics, but overindulging in whatever it is. Then you don't find the best of who you are in what your zodiac sign represents. Because what you are, what you hang around. If you hang around a skunk, you're going to come home stinking. If you hang around a liar, you're going to be a liar. If you hang around a thief, you're going to be a thief. So my thing is to get the best out of who you are. You got to understand who you are and what you are. And some of it, God kind of gave you a cheat sheet. You and me, all of us have a cheat sheet where you don't have to wait 30 years. Like he said to us, we can go right on your phone. Now, I'm going to share this part about our relationship. So when we used to do the research on what we telling y'all family, we had to go to the library. Or library, but it was buried, and it was up to us to resurrect the truth from the buriedness. Now you can go on the phone because you have this information age where you can pick it up. So we used to have to read the whole book, go to the store, buy the whole book. Wasn't no shortcut. Would you agree, good brother?
Absolutely.
We had to do that. And we had to pick up these books, all these books that he's sharing with you somewhere along the line, we have picked up, and he has picked up. But those books cost money. It wasn't free information like you get now. We had to buy the books. And in my house right now, stacks of books everywhere because that's what I invest in, but that's what my zodiac sign said that I would do anyway.
Absolutely.
So you understand,
absolutely,
family? So I'm not moving from it. I'm going towards it. So then you'll understand what your destiny is. So if you understand what your destiny is and your purpose, then you're just falling in line with what you were here to do. Mine was spirituality. I couldn't get away from this even if I wanted to.
Yes, amen. Amen.
I can't. He can't. You can't. Whatever your sign is. And that's what you... Now, if you said, now I'm coming straight from the street into your street where you can understand that we're not running game. There's no benefit on his behalf or my behalf to share this information. Only thing we're trying to do is enlighten mankind with what was already here based by the wisdom of the forefathers.
Amen.
So I'm just saying I thank this brother for coming on today to share with us some of these tools that we can access to be better conduits to each other.
Absolutely.
If you have an Aquarius, so if you want to talk about love language, this is how you're going to understand your love language, when you know who you are and your zodiac sign. And if you have anything you want to share with me, it's JeromeBLee1, the number one at yahoo.com. Anything that you want to share with me that you think is wrong, erroneous, or if you like it, you can email me, JeromeBLee1 at yahoo.com, because I know this is the truth. This is tried, tested, and proven through lifetimes.
Yes, sir.
This ain't something that just been stumbled on. This been around thousands and thousands of years. Not hundreds, friendly, thousands and thousands of years.
Hundreds
so I'll turn
this
one over to
years.
My brother. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, real quickly, let me give them a very quick synopsis before we close up, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Brother Reverend. Four types of signs, family. Earth signs, water signs, fire signs, air signs. The ground beneath your feet represents the earth signs, the Virgos, Capricorns, the Tauruses. In order for something to grow, you got to water the ground. That's where the water signs come in at. Scorpios, Cancers, and Pisces. So naturally, the earth and water signs naturally go together. Naturally, doesn't mean that you can't find a sign outside of that. But naturally, the earth and the water go together. Now, in order for you to drop a seed and for that seed to grow and start to actually, you know, make some motion, you need some fire. So the next signs is the fire signs, the Aries, Sagittarius, the Leos. And on top of all of them are the air signs. Then you have your Aquarius, your Geminis, and your Libras. So normally, if you want somebody, when you get around these signs, when a fire sign gets around another fire sign or air sign, then you find two people or a group of people who have similar mindsets about things. You won't necessarily find them fighting too much. You'll find them feeding off of each other because what? The air tempers the fire. It tempers it a little bit. Well, what does the water do for the earth? It moistens it. It makes it soft. You see what I'm saying? So life becomes so. These things, this little house, your earth and your water, on top of that, you know, those signs go together. And then the air and the fire and the air, they kind of go together. That doesn't mean you won't find a mate that's crossed because you have a big chart. You actually got, your chart is actually your Bible that God put in you. It's your own Bible that's about you. There's nothing wrong with the scriptures. I'm not demeaning the scriptures because the scriptures are the shrine. It never moves. And if you have an understanding of it, then the scriptures will guide you. But you also have something that God sent you here through your mother at a specific time that you have to know about you for you to understand why you came and the purpose of why you're here. And that is fine through your natal chart. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. If you got some questions about that, send that to Brother, you know, Reverend Lee, and, you know, contact me, 43rdbooks.com, everyone, for books, Amazon, yeah. You know, I'm on all of that, Random Highs, Love is a Privilege, Not a Guarantee, please, you know, holler.
I just say, good brother, that what you said was absolutely on point, and just looking at our charts, we will just come with a greater awareness of who we are and what we are.
Absolutely.
It doesn't take away from your culture. It doesn't take away from your language, your DNA, or whatever.
Nope.
It just shares, as my brother said, your other Myers-Briggs test, but it just comes from a different way from God, from, as he said, from the Most High. So, again, I just want to say, as we close, good brother, that I just want to thank you for your time, for your talent.
Thank you, man.
And always great to be, as I always say, two of America's most wanted, but in a positive way, not a negative way. Be at the same place at the same time, just trying to heal the world, love the world, and found it better than where we left it. So the strength for that, I thank you, my brother. And
I thank you
for part two to this, if it's okay with you.
Absolutely. We keep going.
All right. So, family, we're out of here. This is Straight from the Street. I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, and my brother, Beard. And we will talk to you next week. And peace and blessings and happy Veterans Day to all those veterans who paid with their price in liberating us as a country and for those that are serving now. Peace and blessings to all. Thank you, family. We're out of here.
You have been listening to Brother Reverend Jerome Lee with Straight from the Streets. Reverend Jerome Lee is a special, strong, intuitive, gifted leader that takes his message directly to the hearts and spirits, and his messages are always transformative. If you're looking for clarity, answers, direction, told in truth, you will get it from Reverend Jerome Lee on Straight from the Streets right here on Nia2X Radio. Now, don't forget, we are doing the game Listen Up. What's it all about? We will ask a question, and you'll have 7 days. That's right, 7 long days to listen to one selected show. Call in and be the first caller with the correct answer and get paid. It pays to listen up. If you want written details emailed to you, then simply email us, and that email is VLB Productions. That's V as in Valerie, L as in love, B as in black, Productions with an S. That email is vlbproductions.com, and in your subject just put listen up, and we'll email you more information of how you can get paid. We want you to get paid. We have big dollars, and we intend to give it to the community. Get written information at vlbproductions.com. Now, keep it right here. Queen Jennifer Jalencia is headed our way with Healing for Humanity right here on Nia2X Radio, the voice of the people. And, of course, you can hear us 24/7, profanity-free, at www.blackonblackunity.com. Enjoy.